think about with Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. I hope everybody's doing mashallah, you know, doing great. And let's quickly jump into doing and make sure you mute your mic right now. If everybody can just someone
in
can
Google Classroom and just look at it
and start a body, mind, and heart check-in. So you want to share, hey, this is how I'm feeling, where I'm from, and then we're going to jump into our class in a minute, inshallah. So let's get it started quickly. If someone can lead a discussion on body, mind, heart, you can just unmute yourself and jump in. Mashallah, we have quite a few people here. It's great to see you guys, and you guys did wonderful on your homework. So we'll get it started now, inshallah. So who's going to be the first to tell us how you're doing in your mind and your body and your heart? You can just unmute yourself and share. Go ahead, Orwa. Go for it.
So I was pretty excited for this class, so I guess my mind is pretty focused and, well, excited. And, yeah, my body is in peace right now. And my heart is happy to learn more, I guess.
Mashallah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Who else is going to, wow, someone's dropping some pots.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wow. Abdullah, Nangadef.
Magazine.
Nangfak, mashallah. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Alhamdulillah. Can you share with us how you're doing?
My body is very, and my heart is very happy, and my mind is very happy too.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Is anyone else? Let's hope someone else can also share with us.
Guys, come on.
Mashallah, who is to share with us how their body, their mind, and their heart is doing?
That's what I have to do. Because you missed four classes and you're gonna need to go back and do them and do the
hey, Sonicum, we can hear you. We can hear you. You might wanna turn off the mic. Anyone else wanna share with us how you're doing in your mind and your body and your heart? That's very important. We're doing a quick check-in to make sure everybody is doing well. And I know this is certainly a very stressful time. So, just want to be here and let you guys know that you are definitely in our minds and in our thoughts. Alhamdulillah. Anyone else want to jump in? Salam.
Yeah, my name is Sada. My heart is kind of sad because Ramadan is coming up, but then we don't get to go to the masjid and stuff. We don't get to be with our friends and pray tarawih with everybody.
Subhanallah. Yeah, that's true, man. Ramadan is going to be very different this year. Potentially. Mashallah, mashallah. Nice to have you, Sarah. Welcome. Alhamdulillah. Who else is ready to share with us?
My heart is very sad and happy because many people are dying coronavirus, and I feel sad because of that, but I feel happy because now I get more free time. I get to do stuff every day that I wouldn't usually get to do.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, mashallah.
Thank you.
Kum salam rahmatullah.
No.
Hello, assalamu alaikum. Anyone else would like to quickly share with us, do a quick check-in on how you're doing, mind, body, and heart, inshallah? Awesome. So let's quickly run through a few housekeeping rules, just again, so people can kind of know what's going on. Mashallah, we have quite a few people here today. I hope all of you are doing well, and it's nice to be with you. Mashallah, mashallah.
Yusuf, Sophia?
So I don't know why it won't allow me to mute everyone, but...
Walaikum salam.
If everyone could do me a favor and just kind of mute yourself, that's going to be super helpful. Jazakallahu khair. I'm trying to mute, but it is not letting me mute people. Because some people, their mic picks up. So alhamdulillah, before we jump into our lesson today, we want to do a few housekeeping two housekeeping announcements, inshallah, and then we're going to jump into it. So as you guys know, we started our Google class, alhamdulillah, and let me get this out of the way. Also, let me make sure that I can see the chat in case you guys have questions. So if you look here at the Google Classroom, has anyone here started to use a Google Classroom? I did get a number of assignments, mashallah, mashallah. Yeah, so you need to mute yourself. Yeah, it's not letting me mute you guys for some reason. Mashallah. So if you look here, this is called a Google Classroom, and you need to sign up for yourself. And how you can do that is you go to this address, and it's also posted. Inshallah, again, if we can have people mute, it's going to be so super, super, super appreciated. Alhamdulillah. Alina Leans, you need to mute. And Mariam Balhadi, you need to mute your phones. Mute your computers, please. Inshallah, because it won't let me do it. And Yara, also, if you can mute yourself. I almost named my daughter Yara, mashallah, my wife really likes that name. But mashallah, if you look here, this is the Islamic studies for 13 to 16, right? Not 15. And I'm going to put it in the chat for everyone. And then this is the code that you're going to need to access it. If you can't get on it now, just email me later. Inshallah, we'll take care of you. But most people, thanks, Yasin. I appreciate that, man. You're awesome. Most people are able to get on. So if you look at this, when you get on, this thing is super, super important. You can see Shaham asking if class has already started. Yes, sir, class has started. But here's where you can see people posting questions about the class, as well as me posting announcements about the class. So yesterday I posted some of the videos of the previous courses that we've taken together. Here they are.
Hello.
As well as other things. If you also look up here at classwork, this is where you're going to find like at least once a week. Once a week, you're going to have homework. Okay. Again, if you're joining, let me see if I can change something really quickly. There is a way that I can.
Nothing but that. She's logging into a class.
So I actually had selected muting people before, but it wouldn't let me mute them again. I don't know why. So if you look here, this is really, really important. This is where you're going to find your homework. I'm going to give you guys like homework once a week. I'll put more homework up. You can do it if you want to, because I know that you have a lot of schoolwork. I know that you have a lot going on, but if you're able to do it, alhamdulillah. So like if you click on it, this is what was there from last time with the actual verse. There was a link there that will take you to the actual verse so you can look at it and see it in Arabic. Right here's a screenshot of it. So if I click it, it's going to show it to me. If I click this, it's going to take me to the actual chapter. So when you go into Google Classroom, you have something called a stream. It's basically like announcements and questions from me and from your classmates. Classwork is where you're going to find your assignments. People, that's where you're going to find, I'm going to find all of you. And then if you want to check out your grade, and I engage with you, some of you probably got like messages from me last night, mashallah, about how awesome people did. Like the homework assignments were so good. I actually did for this, I'm going to do it for you guys too.
Yeah.
I actually did, I can't show you now, but I did a Facebook post, mashallah, with everybody, like a lot of people's, what they wrote. It was really good, mashallah, mashallah. Inshallah, Humayyah, as I said earlier, you can join the classroom. You just need to email me, inshallah, and I'll take care of it, okay? So here's the stream. This is where you're going to find the announcements. You can also get to your homework here. Find homework questions over here. And you're going to find the textbook that we're using and any text readings that I add. Maryam, I'm going to ask you again, please, if you can keep your mic muted. It's going to be super, super appreciated. Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Yes.
If this is my first class attending, do you want me to make up the homework or just continue with you guys?
You can just continue with us. If you want to do the homework in your leisure, you can. Okay. But what's going to be important for you is that you want to... That you're going to want to... Let me see if I can select you all. I had selected it, but for some reason it's not working now. Just one second. Let me see if I can do this here. Meeting. Yes. Okay, there we go. Alhamdulillah. So let's get back to it. Sorry about that, guys. I guess I forgot to hit confirm. Just making sure also you can hear me. Someone can let me know in the chat box. It's going to be super, super appreciated, mashallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I have another question. So you know that first homework that you assigned us that you told us to give to you through email?
Right.
Do you want us to turn that one in too, or?
Can you just cut it and paste it and send it to me so I can keep your grades?
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So just like cut and paste it and send it back
on,
to you.
On Classroom?
Yeah, on Classroom.
Assalamu alaikum.
Mashallah. So.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Saddam, please.
Do you remember that first homework we had, like you asked us about like the first chapter about knowledge and responsibility?
Right.
So I emailed it to you, but we are going to go across to you. You returned it to me and I did it. So you returned it to me.
Can you do me a favor again? Even if I turned it back to you, just for the sake of helping me stay organized, if you can cut it and paste it and just send it to me here. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You're much appreciated. So again, and I'm taking your questions, so please feel free to ask. Class code is right there. Aya, there's a class code right below you. Mashallah, so many of you guys here today. I'm so happy, so excited. Alhamdulillah. Who could have imagined that even in the face of all these challenges, we would be able to spend some good time together? Alhamdulillah. May Allah put barakah, inshallah, in these moments, inshallah. So, Adam, once you create a classroom account, great question Adam's asking in the chat box. Once you create a classroom account here, your name is going to be registered, and then you're going to go here. Like if you look at stream, right? You're going to go to classwork. And over here, see where it says homework, all topics? You're going to see, memorize this verse. That's your homework. Homework question. And you'll see it by date, right? So that's how you do it, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
So how are we supposed to turn in that we memorized the verse since that's vocal?
Well, let's hear you read it, bro.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bikulli shay'in 'alim.
MashaAllah, man, you passed. Alhamdulillah. Very well done. Who else? And we're going to start class now, and we'll answer you guys' questions later. Who else is ready to read for us? Who just read that, by the way? Who was that?
Hamza Wahid.
Hamza, send me an email. I got something for you, bro.
Okay.
And she went first. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Hamza. Right, who's the first young woman that's going to go so she can also cash in on that
rule? Assalamu alaikum.
Ooh, look at that. Ooh, everybody's ready to go. If you say prizes, everybody jumps in. All right, who's this?
Amira.
Amira, assalamu alaikum. Amira, guess what, everybody? She is a hafiza of Quran. MashaAllah. So she's kind of cheating, right? But in a good way. All right, Amira, let's hear it.
والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Hey man, everybody give her a big clap in the chat box. Woo! MashaAllah. Can you read it again? That was really nice.
Again?
Yeah, it was MashaAllah.
والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Amira, some people think you're hacking someone else's voice. Astaghfirullah. But I know that is Amira Ali. MashaAllah. Fatahallahu lak. That was great. So you email me. I got something for you. That was wonderful. MashaAllah. Who else is ready? Orwa, are you ready to go? You look excited.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-dahir wal-batir wa huwa bikulli shay'in 'alim.
Nice.
Can I go, Nick?
Yes, sir, Abdullah.
Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-dahir wal-batir wa huwa bikulli shay'in 'alim.
MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batil wa huwa bikulli shay'in 'alim.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Man.
Can I go next?
Yeah, go for it.
Me?
Yes.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
Can I go next?
Yeah, for sure.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Wait. Who is that?
Ziyad.
That was so nice, mashallah. Can you do it again?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
All right, we got to give him a clap. Everybody give Ziyad a big clap because that was really, really mashallah in the chat box. Let's give it up for him. Mashallah, clap. Oh, not clasp, clap. Mashallah, Ziyad, that was good. Who else is ready to read their homework?
Can I go?
Of course.
It says the chat box is disabled.
Oh, really? I don't know why. Oh, why the chat box? Okay.
Hello?
Okay, there you go. Let's give a clap for Ziyad, everybody. Nice. All right, here you go. Is this Yahya? All right, who's ready to read? Who is ready to read? Anyone else?
Hello.
Me.
All right, let's go. I fell out. Someone's going at it. Anyone else ready to read?
I am.
Okay, let's hear it. Mehmet, go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. وهو بكل شيء عليم.
ما شاء الله. Okay. Wow, that was great. All right, Hassan.
Me?
Yes.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Sayida, go ahead. So if you want to go next, just type it in the chat box and I will call your name. Sayida, let's hear it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
ما شاء الله. Arij, that was great. Arij, let's hear you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Muhammad, Fatahi, yalla. We're paging. Can you try again, Muhammad?
Yeah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
ما شاء الله. Hadia, are you ready to go? That was amazing, man.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Man, Abdurrahman Ahmed, you have been asking to go for so long. I'm so sorry, bro. Let's hear you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Mash, man. I feel like I listen to Quran radio right now. This is Quran radio. This is the professionals. I think Abdelbasit must be in our class or Mashari Rashid. I don't know what's going on. MashaAllah. All right, go for it, bro.
This is me, Ziad. Can my brother go?
Yeah, for sure. Nice. We're going to do one more and then we're going to finish the rest of you on Friday. Because we have so many people in the chat box ready to go for it. MashaAllah. So we're going to finish it up with Khadija Hamdani. Yalla Khadija Hamdani, let's hear it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I like your cat picture.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batir. Wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim.
Allahu Akbar. Can I just say you guys really did great today. Allahu Akbar. And imagine this verse for the rest of your life. You can say, during the coronavirus, I memorized these verses about Allah that inshallah bring protection. And some ulama said these verses also protect from the jinn. And what's so beautiful is every letter you're reading, you're getting 10 blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. So those of you who weren't able to read this Friday, inshallah, you're going to be reading for us, inshallah. Because there's so many people here today that we won't have time, but all of you read really well. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And you know there's a hadith about young people who memorize the Quran and young people who know the Quran. Really beautiful hadith I'll share with you also on Friday. So let's get back into our text, what we've been studying. And today we're going to finish talking about those first 14 qualities. And then we're going to talk about how to have a meaningful relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I was young, you know, that was one of the things that kind of led me to Islam. Like, how can I have this relationship with Allah? So feel free, don't mark like silly marks, but if I say something that you feel needs to be over here in the margin or something needs to be underlined, if one person underlined it, there's no need to like keep underlining it, right? We don't want it to look like a subway car, mashallah. But I know it's because you guys are so excited, alhamdulillah. So last time we talked about knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we said that there are these qualities that scholars said we should inculcate in our life to help us know him. So here, the writer of the book, and let me open the chat so I can see. Yeah, good. The writer of the book, Sheikh Ahmed Dardi, rahimahullah, is saying, فَيَجِبُوا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى 20 صِفَةً. There's 20 things we have to believe as Muslims about God, and he mentions here the first seven. وَهِيَ الْوُجُودِ. Al-wujud means to exist, right? But the L in Arabic means the real existence, the only existence. And what do we mean by the only existence? We mean something that doesn't have a beginning or an ending. So there's never a cessation, and there's never a starting point. Nice, Zayd, I see that, eternal, right? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we talked about how do we know, oh, thank you for doing that. We talked about how do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. We talked about that in some detail, right? And the next quality is wal-qidam wal-baqa. Al-qidam means the one who has no beginning and no ending. And that's the verse that you guys just recited. Huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru. Which one of those words, awwal means the beginning, would be qidam, right? Wal-akhir. Al-Baqa. So Al-Wujud, the opposite of that, if you want to know it in Arabic, is Al-Adam with Ayn. A-dam. Ayn dal-mim. Adam means non-existence. Wal-Qidam, the opposite of that is Al-Wilada. Birth, right? Birth. Birth. Wal-Baqa, the opposite of that would be death. وَالْمُخَالَفَةُ لِلْحَوَادِثِ, and this is where we also talked about it, is مُخَالَفَةُ لِلْحَوَادِثِ is opposition to those things which are having a beginning or an ending. The word حَوَادِث means something temporary, right? The dunya and everything in the material world. وَالْقِيَامُ بِنَفْسِ, the one who, and remember I talked to you about this, the word be here, if you look at it, be right there. That be means because. So the one who he is established because of himself. You and I, we are qa'im. We are established with oxygen, with blood, with a vascular system, and so on and so forth. So we are qa'im bil asha. We are living because of other things. We are created because of something else. We exist because something else. We didn't self-exist, if that makes sense. But Allah is qa'im bi nafsihi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal wahdaniyya, and Allah is one. So these were the last two that we didn't really unpack, and we're going to talk about them now, inshallah. Any questions about this stuff before I move on? And again, if you're going to mark on the screen, mark responsibly, man. You know what I mean? You don't want to just be like going hard. So we talked about Allah's existence. Last time we talked about knowledge. We talked about worship. We talked about how you start your relationship with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about knowing Allah and faith in Allah. We talked about then these 20 qualities. And we started, the first one was what? Was existence. And we noted that our belief in Allah's existence is really what allows us to create a purpose in life, to have a meaningful life. Then after that is that Allah is eternal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry, you can send me the request again. I didn't mean to hit no. Allah is eternal. And he has no beginning and no end. And then here, let me go back up here real quick. existence, right? So the first is existence. If whoever is playing with the mouse can stop because I'm not able to operate my mouse appropriately. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know you're excited and you're just trying to like help out, but it's all good. So existence right here. The second two qualities that we talked about is Allah being eternal, no beginning, and he has no ending. And here's our verse that we learned last time. Again, you know what? If everyone can just stop marking on the screen and I'll handle it. I really appreciate you being super excited, but it's going to kind of interfere with the class. But thank you so much, mashallah. Again, I'm not able to see who is marking on the screen, but if you could please stop, you're impacting my ability to teach. Yeah, hold on a second. Well, I can't move my mouse because the person is, they're moving my mouse. Right. So, Marakalofik, may Allah reward you. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Sarah. So the first one, the opposite of existence is non-existence. The opposite of being eternal having no beginning and no ending would be birth and death, or a beginning or an ending. Okay? And then so I don't know how to there. So here, let me just review them quickly for you, Sarah, so it's all clear, okay? So the first quality is existence, as we said now numerous times. And the opposite of existence, I can actually type them here for you. This may be easier. Existence, non-existence, no beginning, birth, or a starting point, right? No ending, death. Fourth oppo. So that would be like likeness. Fifth, independence. Reliance. Sorry for the spelling, I'm just going super fast. And then the last would be one, shirk. So these are the six that we did so far, right? Along with their opposites, okay? And that it's gonna be later down in the book as well. I label them all there for you, inshallah. And that takes us to the last two from these early qualities, and that's qiyamu bi nafs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely independent. And before I jump into that,
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you please just repeat the qualities again?
Yes, sure, Abdullah, sure. So first is existence. The opposite is non-existence, right? And it's at the bottom of the text, by the way. The second is that he has no beginning. The opposite of that will be birth. Lam yalid, right? The third will be he has no ending. The opposite of that will be death. Huwa hayyun, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that takes us to the next two, mukhalifun, next three, mukhalif lil hawadith, opposition to all created things. The opposite of that will be a likeness, like creation is like God or God is like creation. Independence, the opposite of that will be reliance, right? And then the last would be what? Would be oneness, and the opposite of that is associating partners with Allah. Okay, you got it?
Thank you.
No, no problem, man. Thank you. Great question. The next quality is freedom. This is where we stopped last time. Qiyam bi nafs. And as I said, the word bi here means because. Because. Yahya, man, you got to get it together, bro. We're going to have to let you go from the class, man. This one brother, he's the one that's kind of causing, unfortunately, all of the problems today. SubhanAllah, man, you can go somewhere else and do that, man. You can go to like, you know, justinbieber.com or something that crazy, bro. Yeah, and his cam is on too, man. Dude, turn your cam off, son. So, qiyam bi nafs, right, is to be independent. And that word ba here means because of. So Allah is self-subsisting. He needs nothing. He doesn't require anything to exist. Whereas we need oxygen, we need blood, we need gravity, we need, and that's going to be something I'm going to give you to do. It's not an assignment, but I'm going to send you a reflection assignment. Insha'Allah ta'ala, that hopefully will like help you kind of understand this idea of reflection, right?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa salam wa rahmatullah.
Can you please explain when you say huwa al-awwal wal, not you, like it says huwa al-awwal wal akhir. I just don't get that part. Like, I
yeah, that means, about
it, I just don't get it.
It's good. It means he has no beginning and no ending. He's beyond time, beyond physical time.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What's the opposite of oneness?
We're going to talk about it, inshallah. We're going to get to it in a second. Great question. Good question, both of you. So, al-awwal means the one he has no beginning. Nice job, Hisham. I see you. And Sarah, good response.
What is Abdullah, the
their answer is there. If we can hold off on questions, guys, just so we can get through the lesson. And then we'll take questions at the end. I know you're excited. I'm excited. But if you can hold on. One of my teachers used to say, if you can remember your question by the end of the lesson, it was important. So let's try to let me at least finish. And then when I love you guys asking questions, but we got some work to do today that we need to get done, inshallah. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you. So qiyam bi nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, no, it's okay. Allah is absolutely independent. Qa'im bi nafsihi. Whereas you and I, and this is what I'm going to ask you to do, I'll put it in your classroom today. I'm going to ask you to think about all the things that you are because of you are be. Those things that because of them, you're here. Your parents, right? And of course, we know Allah is the ultimate cause of our being, kun fayakun. But I want you to think about how that, like, plays out in your life, inshallah ta'ala. So I'll put it there. I think it'll be a nice question. So this one is qiyam bi nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qa'im bi nafsihi, self-established. Yeah, he left on his own. It means that Allah has complete freedom to do whatever he wants and that he does not rely upon anyone else. Let's try to pay attention, inshallah, to the lesson. And here's the verse, if you're able to memorize it, if you want to read it for me on Monday, fa'alu lima yurid in Surah Buruj. If someone memorizes this, I'm going to send you a free copy of this book. The second verse, wa in yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa iyyah wa in yamsaska bikhairin fa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. So this verse says, wa in yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa iyyah. This is illahu. So whoever memorizes this verse by Monday, and you don't have to read it perfectly, right? We will send you a book.
I have a question. Which surah is this?
That is Surah An'am. Look at the bottom. 6:17. See right there?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, I got you. Wow, someone listen to Amr Diab, man. That's unfortunate, man. Someone bringing Amr Diab to the class. Yo, I lived in Egypt, so I know Amr Diab. MashaAllah. May Allah yahdi Amr Diab wa kulana inshallah. Adabana bi ahsana diab. So Allah says, wa in yamsaska Allahu bi durrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu wa in yamsaska bi khairin fahuwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if any type of harm comes to you, no one can remove it except Allah. And if there's benefit that comes to you, then Allah is in control of all things.
Mom,
so, you need to memorize the meaning.
Yeah, you can memorize the meaning as well. But if you can't read Arabic, you can memorize the verse in English. If you can read Quran in Arabic, mashallah, mashallah, then do so. And I apologize, guys. Next time, inshallah, before we come on, I'll set the controls up so that I have someone. And maybe, I know, Sarah, you reached out to me. Maybe we can have someone help monitor so we can stop people from... There's a few people that are just like logging in and trying to get some attention and logging out really quickly. May Allah... You know, like, imagine how crazy that is. Like, why would you want to bother people studying deen? You know what I mean? You can go bother anyone else, but why would you want to come in and bother people? We're just trying to study the deen. Subhanallah, Rabbana yahdina wa ja'ala min as-sabirin. So this quality is called qa'im bi nafs. The opposite of this is faqar. The opposite of this is like poverty. The opposite of this would be that Allah is because of something else. And that goes back to your question about beginning and an ending. If you think about this in mathematical terms, a beginning and an ending is the occupants of physical space, is it not? Like for something to have a beginning and an ending, it has to occupy a space. In order to occupy a space, you need that space. Like you and I, we cannot function without space. So back to the question, why we say Allah has no beginning and no ending, because Allah is in no need of space, no need of time, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like really beautiful. A creator cannot be created and a creator cannot be subject to the laws of creation, because that would make him like the creation. You understand? It's like really nice, mashallah. So whoever memorizes this verse, we have a book for you. It will be this book. We will send it to you, inshallah. The opposite of this will be that he could be stopped, bullied, or forced to do something, and that is impossible since it is a quality of creation.
What's your reason?
Again, if we can hold off on questions till the end, as I said earlier, because we're trying to get some stuff done, inshallah. So Ayub, can you wait till after?
And you know how to pray, people.
The next quality is, and this part you can skip. The last quality that we want to talk about is oneness. You can turn off your cameras if you want to. I suggest you turn off your cameras. Man, you don't know who's here. There'll be some weird people here, man. The last quality is oneness. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not broken into parts. So we say Allah is not one of three, right? Because if you break something into parts, doesn't that also signify that it actually needs to exist in a material space? If you can break something into parts, that means it's matter. So we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. That's why Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ إِنْتَهُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Don't say that Allah is one of three, for example, the Trinity. And also that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no helpers, right? Because he's one. He doesn't need to, like, you know, franchise out his effort. And the opposite of this, and that was the question, is shirk. So shirk can happen in how people see God, like God is broken into parts, or there's more than one God, or God is the God of rain and the God of the trees and the God of the wind. So that's in his essence. Could be also in his attributes. God, you know, is merciful, but something else is merciful like God. That's impossible. Or in his actions, forgiveness, for example. So the opposite of al-wahdaniya is shirk. Is shirk. And that's why something really beautiful in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قل هو الله أحد. أحد is more intense than واحد. أحد means that there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing like him. You couldn't say, for example, in Arabic, there is a man over there, there is a man and he's Ahad. If you said there's a man, he's Ahad, it would mean there's no other men in the world. There's a woman over there, she's Ahad. Again, we don't need to monitor people's cameras. I mean, why are you looking at her camera? You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be looking at the class, dude. You're telling people to turn off their cameras. Like, you need to be listening to the class. Yeah, so there's no need to, like, tell Orwa. Orwa's an amazing student, and she's a gem in this class, mashallah. So there's no need to be policing people and telling them what they need to do. Thank you. So, mashallah. She's a gem, mashallah. Did you hear how she read the Quran? It was so good, alhamdulillah. So the opposite of this is going to be shirk. And shirk can be gem, man. J-E-M, not gem, bro. The opposite of this is going to be shirk. Shirk. That could be related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's essence, who he is. That could also be related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes and actions, inshallah. The last quality that we want to talk about, as I said, is oneness. And here's the verse. And we'll try to learn this verse. Next week, inshallah. Yeah, I disabled the chat so we can all focus, inshallah. Then we'll open it up afterwards. Allah says, "Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." That your ilah is one ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the merciful, the mercy giving. That takes us to a very important question. Like, does Allah need our worship? And sometimes people ask this question. And the answer is no, because good, Abdurrahman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mukhalifatu lil hawadith. He's qa'im bi nafs. He doesn't need. He's in opposition to creation. We have needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have needs. And then maybe someone asked, then why worship? Like, what is the purpose of worship? And you're going to find that in 2.7 right here. And I'm going to let you read that on your own, inshallah. Now, what we want to talk about now are the next 7 qualities. But just to review, we said these are the first 7 qualities that help introduce our understanding of how awesome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The first one, al-wujud, the opposite of existence is non-existence. And His existence is not like our existence, right? He has no beginning, no ending. The opposite of that would be birth and death. He's in opposition to temporary beings, and they are in opposition to Him, meaning there's no likeness between us and God. And then the next is He's absolutely independent, self-subsisting. He doesn't need anything to be, right? And that's going to be your reflection for this week, inshallah. And you don't have to, it's not homework, but if you want to write a reflection for me over the weekend, it's really good, mashallah. Wal-wahdaniyah. Excellent answer, Harith. Yes, angels. Allah doesn't need the angels. We need the angels. And we're going to talk about angels soon, inshallah, and jinn, as well as Satan and all those things that people like to talk about. So those first 7 qualities are meant to help us understand how amazing Allah is, and that Allah is completely beyond anything that we know in the physical world. So that when we worship Him, we feel a sense of awe. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2, except Friday we start at 2:15. Sayyidah, good question, mashallah, is our class. Then that is, what is worship, right? Starting your relationship with worship. It's very important as a young person now to get into the habit of worshiping Allah, knowing Allah and having faith with Allah. And that takes us now to the second 7 qualities that I want you to learn, which are obligations for us to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these 7 are so important because they give meaning to your life. They give meaning to worship. They bring a beauty. You know, sometimes when people talk to us about religion, we just feel like it's just commands. It's just, yeah, Friday is 2:15 because of Jum'ah. We start 2:10, 2:15 on Fridays because we have a virtual khutbah on my Instagram page. So I'll finish by 2, but I'm just saying 2:10, 2:15. For those of you asking, but every Monday, Tuesday, 2 o'clock Eastern time, Friday, 2:10, 2:15-ish, right? I am from New York, yes, but I'm not currently in New York right now. Now, let's just focus for a minute. I know you guys have, it's been a lot happening. This has been a difficult class, and I'll definitely repeat some of the things we covered, but I really want to express how amazingly grateful I am to those of you who stayed focused and didn't let a few bad apples spoil the bunch, mashallah. And we make dua for them and we welcome them back to the class, but we got to tell them, listen, man, this is a class, right? This is something that we want to be respectful and we want to love each other and care for each other and make each other feel valued, right? One of the most important qualities you can develop as a young person is how do you feel valued and how can you make people feel valued? Remember this. What is it that you need to feel valued? Most people don't know that, right? And number two is, how can you make people feel valued around you? Again, on the Oneness Hottest, you can listen to it. It's recorded. All these are recorded and posted, so you can go back and listen to it. I love that question, and you'll find it there. And if you want, I can send it to you directly in the classroom, inshallah. So now we're going to talk about how do we bring meaning to this relationship. So we've affirmed Allah's absolutely incredible. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Now we want to talk about bringing meaning into our life. So number one is, the Sheikh, he says, وَالْحَيَا. We believe that Allah is alive. And of course, he's not alive like us because he's مُخَارِف لِلْحَوَادِثِ. He's in opposition to us. He's not temporary. His life was, is, and will be. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Layla, just stay patient. That's why we're taking this class. That's a great question. So, wal haya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all living. And some of you sending me private questions, I just realized, I'll respond to you privately also, inshallah, on the Google chat room. So, if I don't get to you today on the Google classroom, you can cut and paste your question now. Send it to me privately on the Google classroom, inshallah. So, the first is life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living. The second is ilm, knowledge. Allah is the all-knowing. The third is irada, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal qudra, the all-powerful. Was sama, the all-hearing. Wal basar, the all-seeing. Wal kalam, we'll talk about that next time, inshallah. But now, life, knowledge, will, power, hearing, and being aware of all things. These are called sifat al-ma'ani. I can type them here for you. Sifat means the qualities. Ma'ani means meaning. Thank you for writing them out. Sifat ma'ani means the qualities of meaning that bring meaning to our life. Bring meaning, someone asked me now, how do I have this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where I feel that relationship with Allah? How does that happen? Well, that happens through understanding these important attributes. So the first, and that's actually a great question that someone asked. She asked me, like, these qualities are really, really powerful, right? And sometimes it's like it feels hard to know or have that deep relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what the purpose of these next seven are. So the first seven here are meant to make us feel in awe of Allah, to give us al-khasha, okay? The second seven are meant to bring meaning. Right, meant to bring that meaning. And let's talk about how. So I want to do an exercise with you quickly, inshallah, before we go. And I'm going to review these as well as their opposites because that's what we wanted to cover today. But let's look at these first. If we look at the first seven qualities that we learned, and I ask you to do this, and some of you didn't, it was really beautiful. Your reflections were amazing, right? These attributes of Allah, how should they impact our life? When I know Allah exists, I won't sin. I'm never alone. I know that Allah has no beginning and no ending, then I'm going to invest in Allah, not get stuck in the temporary world. When I know that Allah is in opposition to all created things, I'm going to be careful that I don't worship things along with Allah. When I know that Allah is the all sole power in the universe, I'll be brave, I'll be strong. I'll know that when I do what Allah has commanded, I'm doing what's right. Even if the entire material world is telling me it's wrong, if Allah has told me it's right, I know it's right. As the Prophet when the Prophet said to his uncle, when he said, if you put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, like, it doesn't matter. Anything in this world is not going to keep me away from this. I'm with Allah. And sometimes that's important when people are bullying us, when people are teasing us. Even in Islamic schools, man, people mistreat people and make fun of them, and even accuse them of being I've seen one time in Islamic school, people got mad at this kid because they said, like, you're too religious, right? That's how Allah made him, subhanAllah. So if you know what you're doing is right, and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful, you're going to be with Allah. Can you imagine, like, how difficult it must have been for, like, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ta'if, when everybody was turning against him? Can you imagine the mother of Yasir, Sumayyah, when people were oppressing her religious freedom in Mecca? Like, imagine the whole city is against you, and you stay with Allah. Because you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi, qa'im bi nafs, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll talk about the Abdurrahman, how do we navigate sometimes parental concerns? We'll talk about that, inshallah, next week, right? Next Wednesday, we have this Q&A, open Q&A for everybody. I'm going to send out the time, inshallah, and that's a great place to ask that question. Wal-wahdaniya, when I know Allah is one, then I'm going to be careful of the attachments I have. What are the things that move my life and impact me, right? And you want to start to think about that now. Being young doesn't mean that you're stupid. Being young doesn't mean that you're somehow deficient. Being young means you have more energy to be wise. So we should never use our youth as an excuse. You know, one time Sayyidina Hassan, the son of Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhuma, he was very young and he was upset. And someone asked him, why are you upset? You're so young. Like, what are you worried about? And he said, yeah, but when you start a fire, you start with the small pieces of wood. So I'm worried that Allah, the hellfire, will start with the youth. Like this idea that, you know, young people are automatically disqualified. No, no, no. I have less of an excuse to make a mistake than you do because I'm older than you. When you're young, you have more energy to dedicate to being wise. So I'm going to challenge you in this class not to think as people tell you, oh, you guys are young. No, I want to challenge you to think in a way that's more refined and more mature, mashallah. And one of the things, I'm going to give you some exercises on how to think. So that question about your parents, man, that's something that we have to navigate with you. Now, after affirming Allah's transcendence, and again, I'll put this homework in the classroom as well as the reflection exercise that I want you to do. We now move on to the second set of qualities. And this is called sifat. الصفات المعاني. What are these qualities that bring this meaning into our relationship with Allah? Number one, والحياة. You're not alone, man. And Allah's living is not like any other living, right? When the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, if I were to take anyone besides a friend other than Allah, it would be Abu Bakr. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the friend of Sayyidina Muhammad? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his back. It's very important in this stage of your life to feel and to begin to develop this relationship where Allah has your back. Has your back in two ways, right? If you do well and you're thankful to him, he'll increase you. If you make mistakes and if you slip, and you will make mistakes and you will slip, he will forgive you if you turn to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is knowledge. Allah has complete knowledge of all things. So whatever is happening to me in my life, even though sometimes it seems difficult, sometimes it seems incredible, I have to trust that this is enveloped by Allah's perfect knowledge, His supreme wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal irada, the only true will in existence is the will of Allah. We're learning that now with this virus, like it's such a meniscal creation, but no one can stop it, subhanAllah. So Allah is constantly showing us that either through success or difficulties, the will of Allah is the only true will. Wasama, He hears all things. And of course, not like how we hear, because mukhalifun lil hawadith. Al-basar, He's aware of everything. He's aware of everything. And we'll talk about His speech next time. How should that impact us now? So when I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive and His life is different than the life that we understand, it has no beginning, no ending, then this is who I'm really going to have a relationship with. This is the life. Number two, His knowledge. I'm going to trust that His supreme knowledge, when Allah tells us to do something or not to do something, I trust that knowledge. I trust that knowledge. So from the fruit of trust is tawakkul. From the fruit of knowledge is tawakkul, trusting in Allah. Well, irada, that everything happens, whether good or bad, by the will of Allah. We're going to talk about that, by the way, in the future. We have a special class just on this issue. But I realize that nothing happens without Allah's will. Wal qudra, the all-powerful. So I'm going to have a greater confidence in my faith and a greater trust in Allah when I turn to Him, because I know He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the all-powerful. As-sama' wal-basar, the fruit of this is I'm going to leave sin publicly and privately, right? I'm going to avoid sin publicly and privately. What are the opposites of these as we stop, inshallah? And then we're going to take your questions. And Abdurrahman, if you can do me a favor, Habibi, if you can wait till after the lecture, you can ask these questions, inshallah. Oh, I see you sent it to me privately. My bad, bro. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you. That's a great question. But that's a question that's mashaAllah. So, wal haya, the opposite of al haya would be that he has no life. Wal ilm, the opposite of ilm would be ignorance. The opposite of knowledge would be ignorance. Will would be the opposite, that he has no will, like he created, there's no purpose behind creation. Wal qudra, the opposite of power, is that he would be weak. Wal sama' wal basar, the opposite of that would be that he was not aware, that he did not hear all and see all. And the opposite of kalams would be that he doesn't speak. We're going to talk about speech next time. So what we'll do now, inshallah, is we're going to open up it to any questions. You can either unmute yourself or type it in the chat box. I think the chat box is back on, alhamdulillah.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Remember that you said if you memorize it, you get a book.
Yes, sir.
I memorized it.
You already memorized it?
Yes.
Wow, let's hear it, bro.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa in yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala wa in yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa huwa wa in yamsaska bikhairin fa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Mashallah. Everybody give Abdullah a big clap straight from Senegal. And holding it down, and holding it down, and holding it down. Mashallah. Let me just show you guys something really quickly. If you go all the way here, right? So in this, yeah, you know what? It's not here. So let me type the opposites up for you, because that's a question. Yes, wa alaikum salam. You are saying something, please.
Would we refer to angels as servants rather than helpers?
Either we would say servants, right? Because Allah doesn't need help.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, that's a good question, mashallah. Mashallah.
Wa alaikum.
And Allah refers the angels as His servants in the Quran. Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah.
Can I see the ayah as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
Nice, mashallah. Everybody get that clap going. Excellent job.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What if you already have the book?
I'll send you another book that I wrote.
Okay.
I got you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah.
Yeah, I just had a question about the Quran nightly. For the past, I believe, 2 days, or a couple days, it has been going on. Will it continue? Or
we're going to start it again soon, but we've all just been so busy with these classes that we haven't been able to keep up.
Okay.
Good question.
I also have a question.
Sure.
So I had a hard time like getting onto the class because the link or the code changed. Will it be the same every class or is it going to keep changing?
It'll be the same every time. And if you can't get on, go to the Google Classroom and I'll have it posted there for you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
So there are these seven, what are called Sifat al-Ma'ani. You can see them here. And here are their opposites.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I was paying attention to the lesson earlier and I was wondering if Allah has no gender, then why do we always use male pronouns to classify him?
Because language carries meaning, right? So we have to use a language. But again, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Like he is the default pronoun even in English, right? For things. So it has that kind of meaning. But again, no gender. Something else I want you guys to think about. If you know that Allah is the all-hearing and the all-seeing, how should that impact your dua? Right? These attributes here, these qualities are meant to impact our character. So knowing that Allah knows all things, I'm going to trust His commands. I'm going to also realize I can't go somewhere and hide and disobey Him. Once there was a person, he came to a scholar and he said, I can't stop disobeying Allah. He said, okay, go somewhere where Allah doesn't know where you are and He can't see you and He can't hear you and disobey Him. He said, I can't, that's impossible. He said, then what are you talking about? Right? But hearing and seeing in particular, hearing, I know that my dua is heard. I'm going to share something special with you about dua, inshallah ta'ala, as well. How do you deepen your relationship with Allah and salah? For example, you could have a really strong base for your dua, your tawakkul and taqwa, but how do you improve the connection to salah? That's a good question. One of the things that helps is learn new chapters of the Quran and learn new dua. I had this roommate years ago from Pakistan, Urdu Atihe, alhamdulillah, for those of you who speak Urdu, mashallah, tore, mashallah, I'll be throwing a little Urdu out there for you, but it's not very good. But mashallah, he was my Zinjabad, you know what I'm saying, Zinjabad, Pakistan. So he was my roommate, and he used to tell me like, man, I can't focus in salah. And I was like, why? And then I asked him like,
yep, under the water.
Tell me about your salah. And he said to me that my salah, subhanAllah, for the last how many years I've been reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad. I was like, that's good, man, but like, why don't you learn like new chapters, right? So one of the things that helps me is like learning new things, inshallah, learning new things. There's a few.
I'm under the water. Please help me. Get too much reading.
Oh my God. Ashraf is on a roll today, man. I have no idea what Ashraf is listening to, but sounds like some Bollywood. Mashallah, Ashraf, way to go, bro. Way to knock yourself out of the class.
I have a question.
Mashallah. Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with the class, but is coronavirus part of one of the Day of Judgment signs?
No, man. No. We're actually going to talk about the Day of Judgment inshallah soon. Yes, please.
So you know how this is just to build on to what whoever just spoke said. So it's actually a sign of the Day of Judgment that no one will be going around the Kaaba, and that's what the coronavirus has caused. So like it could be considered as
That's
sign.
A good point, but we're going to talk about what that means in the future, inshallah. We need to be careful sometimes of the stuff online, right? Theology online is kind of like medicine online. So we'll unpack what that hadith means, inshallah.
Can I recite the ayah?
Yes, please.
بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير.
Nice. Mashallah. Who is this?
Fatima.
You did great. That was wonderful, Fatima. Everybody give Fatima a big clap, mashallah. What about Amira? Is Amira going to read for us again? Mashallah.
Oh, it's from the Tunkaras.
Alhamdulillah. Mashallah.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's hear it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa in yamsaska Allahu bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu. Wa in yamsaska bikhayrin fa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
He's always, you know what? I think we should just have a class where Amira just reads Quran, man. Mashallah, mashallah, fatahallahu lak wa asna ilayk, inshallah. May Allah make every letter you read for his sake, inshallah. That was so nice, mashallah. That was so nice. We should get, inshallah, we should get, you know, just one day for everybody to read Quran. That was so good, alhamdulillah. Maybe we can read Surah Al-Kahf. Maybe this Friday we can all read Surah Al-Kahf together, inshallah, if everybody's down. So, quickly, before we go, let's review what we talked about today. And I apologize for some of the technical challenges, but I really appreciate the way you guys have carried yourself, alhamdulillah, through Amr Diab to Bollywood. We've maintained our focus. It is truly a blessing of Allah. Mashallah. I thought the coronavirus was hard until I heard Amr Diab in a class I was teaching. And then I heard an Uncle G singing, like, you know, a famous Bollywood song. That was incredible, mashallah. I'm so dead too, alhamdulillah. But I have a great sense of humor, as my wife can tell you, so it's all good, man, mashallah. Yeah, I heard Yahya was framed, man. I don't know what happened, bro. You can hit me up, though. I'll take care of it. So what did we learn today? Number one, we reviewed what we did before, and then we talked about the first seven qualities, sifat nafs wa sifat al-wujudiyya wa sifat al-salbiyya. And now we talked, and we said the purpose of those is to create a sense of awe of Allah. And now we finished up by talking about sifat al-ma'ani, which is meant to bring meaning to our relationship with Allah. And we're going to build on that next time. I pray that you guys stay safe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you and bless you. And I'm really, really happy that, mashallah, you were able to share today, and your reciting of the Quran really brought joy to my heart, all of you. And may Allah bless you all the way from Senegal with Abdullahi to Malaysia, to Sweden, to Kuwait. We have students from all over the world.
I have
a question.
Yes, sir. I have one minute, so please.
How many books did you write?
How many books are not finished? A lot. How many did I write to? Make dua.
I have a question.
Yes.
Two questions. Three, actually. What is
No. You got to pay for the other two, bro.
Okay.
You got to make dua.
How do you get the book?
The book is available at the Google Classroom as a PDF.
Like with the one that you send?
When you email me, email me at swiss@suhaibweb.com.
Okay.
Someone can type it in the chat. It'll be amazing, and I'll get it to you, inshallah. Or you can actually just message me on Google Classroom. Just send me a message.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Hold on. I thought she had three questions.
Also, the second one is, what is the opposite of freedom?
Reliance.
And then, what is the opposite of knowledge?
Ignorance.
Okay, thank you.
Nice question. Good job. Yes, sir.
So, are angels ever going to get to go in heaven?
We're going to talk about angels soon, bro. It's right around the corner. Got to make sure you're at that class.
Can I recite the ayah?
Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
ما شاء الله وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ good, ما شاء الله. So there's only one book for this class. He just asked, how many books have I written? Give him a big clap. We have someone here from China, man. May Allah bless you and protect you and keep you safe. We have someone here from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar. Allahu Akbar. We have the whole Ummah together in this classroom. I love spending time with you guys. I'm sorry I have to run, but it's always a pleasure. And I will be back. We'll see you Friday, 2:15. If you can do me a favor, invite your friends to join the class. Egypt, Masr, come in, mashallah. And let people know about the class. Ask them to join. Barakallahu feekum. Take care of yourself.
What is 2:15 in Connecticut?
2:15 in Connecticut is 2:15 in Connecticut.
Oh, like from your time.
I'm the same as you, man. 2:15 is 2:15, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, we're neighbors. Take care, guys. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Be safe.
Bye.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Bye.